Last year, the Lac des Flambeaux tribe blocked access to some roads on the reservation over a payment dispute. Now leaders in the town say it can't afford the new payments. It's Monday, August 12th. This is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Mallory Chang. Coming up, Wisconsin launches green energy rebates for homeowners, a low-key Republican primary for U.S. Senate, and we talk with enterprising folks who make a little extra money by renting out their yards for state fair parking. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Politics, environment, trade, you know what's going on in Wisconsin thanks to the Wisconsin Today podcast. And thanks to you, these stories are available to Wisconsinites everywhere. Give now at WPR.org/givewitoday.
Leaders of a town in northern Wisconsin say they can no longer afford to pay to maintain access to roads crossing tribal lands. As Daniel Kading reports, the town has been paying the Lac des Flambeaux tribe to keep roads open amid a long-standing dispute.
Last year, the tribe blocked four roads after easements on them expired a decade ago and negotiations over access payments failed. The tribe agreed to reopen them, but for a fee that's been climbing each month. Lac des Flambeaux Town Chair Matt Gulke said in a special town meeting that officials can't make the next payment.
We don't have the money anymore. We're actually in the red in the budget line item that we've been using.
The town's last payment ensures access to the roads through today. Town leaders offered the tribe a $1.8 million settlement to resolve the dispute last month, but the tribe has asked for nearly $10 million in damages. Now they hope to hold a meeting later this month with tribal, state, and federal officials to reach a resolution. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin became the first state in the country this month to launch one of two federally funded energy rebate programs. They're designed to help households save money on energy efficiency upgrades. The Home Efficiency Rebates Program offers refunds for home improvements like insulation or more efficient heating and cooling equipment. Dan Fenner works for a West Allis insulation contractor. He says he's excited the new rebates are available.
If we can reduce a household energy usage by 20% or more and you're on the lower tier of income, that gives us a $5,000 rebate, which stacks with Focus on Energy's state rebates and allows us to do really cheap work for people who need it the most.
Another program will launch later this year aimed at helping low to moderate income households save money on other upgrades. Both are being administered by Focus on Energy. They are funded by the Inflation Reduction Act. To apply for the program, visit focusonenergy.com. An octogenarian who has been walking across the United States for democracy since 2022 was at the Capitol in Madison over the weekend. Rick Hubbard joined Voters First Wisconsin for a rally to promote Final Five voting. The process allows the top five vote-getters of any party in a congressional primary to continue to the general election. Hubbard is an 82-year-old from Vermont who has been walking from California to Washington, D.C. He says he isn't supporting a particular candidate, but a political system that is more inclusive.
And no one person can fix this alone. I know that. No one organization. It's way too big. But if we each put our shoulder to the wheel and push a little bit, hopefully we can nudge it in the right direction.
Hubbard will be in Milwaukee later this month. He plans to reach D.C. in time for the presidential inauguration. The Wisconsin State Fair wrapped up yesterday. Evan Casey talked to some of the West Allis residents who cash in during the 11-day event by turning their lawns into parking lots.
A little bit more. Good. Oh, you're good. Unless you want to roll ahead a little bit.
Anthony Ichikowski lives right next to the fairgrounds. He can park up to 8 cars in his yard. Most days, he charges $10 a vehicle. But this week, one customer only had $7 in cash.
And I was like, all right, I'll do it for that if you buy me a cream puff. And they actually brought me a cream puff back. And I'm like, you know, I'm making out on this deal. And they're like, we're fine with that. I'm like, okay. So they gave me the $7 and cream puff when they got back.
Ronald Levrine also charges $10 for drivers to use his front lawn.
I'm not getting rich. It keeps me out of the house, away from my, you know, give me something to do.
Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin's U.S. Senate race has been framed as a two-way contest between Democratic incumbent Tammy Baldwin and Republican business executive Eric Hovde. But Hovde faces a low-key challenge from two Republicans in Tuesday's primary who say they're confident they'll be the ones taking on Baldwin in November. Construction Superintendent Charles Barman of the Village of Sharon is one of them. He says he decided to run after the Kenosha riots in 2020 and what he calls inaction by Democrats.
You don't want to reward bad behavior and vote for Tammy. You don't want to do that. You want somebody that's going to turn around and straighten this mess out. Because if you go to Kenosha, there's still businesses that are boarded up.
The other GOP challenger is Rajeni Ravindran, a single mother in her senior year at UW-Stevens Point. She says she's different from Hovde because she's known poverty and has experienced the struggles many Wisconsinites faced. Both candidates are considered long shots. Hovde has spent millions on the race and is endorsed by the state Republican Party and former President Donald Trump. Catholic Charities in Superior wants the U.S. Supreme Court to hear an appeal of a decision that requires them to pay into Wisconsin's unemployment insurance program. The agency is the charitable arm of the Catholic Diocese in Superior. They have argued their work to provide services for people with developmental or mental health disabilities is religious in nature. They say they should be exempt from paying into the state unemployment system for their employees. In March, the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled against Catholic Charities. In a 4-3 decision, the court's liberal majority found the work done by the agency was not primarily religious. In their petition to the High Court, Catholic Charities says care for the poor and needy is their religious mission. And that's today's podcast for this Monday. Thank you for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Mallory Chang. Our producers today were Rob Menser and John Davis. You can catch us again tomorrow wherever you get your podcasts. We'll be back again soon. Take care. Have a great day.